looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Hi there, Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, morning, Chris.
Talking about protests, climate protesters have brought one of London's busiest motorways to a standstill again.
Yeah, let's collectively roll our eyes. Yeah, for the fourth time, the M25 motorway around London has been hit. Environmental campaigners blocking off one section of the northern bit to the north of London. And yes, there are concerns about our planet, and they're making a point about insulation and saving energy and so forth. And these are good points, but causing a six-hour traffic jam, isn't that rather a known goal if you're actually trying to stop greenhouse gases, etc., etc.? Plus, we know that people who've been stuck in these various queues on four occasions have been missing work, job interviews, doctor's appointments, operations, etc. And two incidents in the latest traffic jam. Number one, a member of the campaign group Insulate Britain got stuck in his own traffic jam trying to get to a place where he could help insulate Britain. He wasn't best pleased by his own fellow environmentalists. And then number two, really awful, and we know this from her son, a woman had a stroke while sitting in the traffic jam, and apparently the eco-warriors offered their sympathies, yeah, but she has been paralysed by her ordeal. Now, she might have been paralysed anyway, but do you know what? The extra time taken for the ambulance and for everything else to happen, that cannot have helped. And you just begin to wonder, how many more of those stories are we going to get?
Yeah. London's traffic is horrible at the best of times, as you know,
true,
Adam. Now, have you got a real-life ghost story for us, have you?
Just a little spookiness here, a little shiver, perhaps, yeah. From a primary school teacher called Jonathan Lewis. He moved into his new home in his new house in a nice, leafy, posh part of Surrey, Walton. So far, so good. When he moved in, he found this gap. It happens, a space under the stairs, a void that had been boarded up. Well, he was curious, so he prized open the boards, had a look behind, and inside was a rag doll in a pinstripe dress and a bonnet clutching a note. And the note explains, in slightly shaky handwriting, that she had killed the original owners of the house in the 1960s, stabbing them all to death for, quote, being too merry. And the ragdoll note ends, "I hope you have knives. Sleep well." Friends of Jonathan had said, "Look, move, for goodness sake, put the house back on the market." Jonathan says that he finds the whole thing hilarious, and you do kind of think, surely a sick joke. But there again, Chris, we've seen Scooby-Doo. This is the point at which somebody says, "Yikes!" and run, or worse to that effect.
Scooby-Doo! Yeah, that's exactly right. You are funny. That's a. I think it's a bit scary. I like it. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, what a sick joke. More like a sick joke than something that's scary.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.